morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is September the 8th, 2020. Well, this past weekend, our friends Bo and Mary Gabbard came to visit the church, as they always do on Labor Day. And today, they always go with me to the mission on Monday. And so, they went with me yesterday, and Mary sang Egypt Out of Me. The lyric to the song says, "Lord, you took me out of Egypt, now take Egypt out of me. You delivered me from Pharaoh, now set me free from me." I've heard Mary sing this song before, and I thought how true that song is. When you think about the children of Israel, you know, God brought them out of Egypt in one night, but it took them 40 years before they could go into the promised land. God had to work in the nation for 4 years. 40 years. So, when we're thinking about us as Christians, we know that God saves us instantaneously. And even though our position with Him is secure, He still must work in our hearts to make us who He chose us to be. Hebrews 13:12 says, "Wherefore Jesus also, that He might sanctify the people with His own blood, suffered without the gate." This informs us that God has given the blood of His Son to sanctify Him a people. Vincent mentions this in his notes, says this, his comments on Hebrews 13:12, "To sanctify had a peculiar significance to the Jews. It meant to set them apart as holy. Hence, the Israelites were called holy, as separated from other nations and consecrated to God." Our writer, in the book of Hebrews, extends the application of the word to Christians. And so Christians are to be holy, a chosen people unto God, a peculiar people. So we understand that the blood of Jesus Christ sets apart the people of God to be holy for Himself. But we know that we're not holy, and we're not perfect. So what keeps us from being holy? And we know it's our flesh. How do we accomplish holiness if our flesh is keeping us from being holy? Well, here's how it works. God works in our heart. He begins to reveal the truth to us. And we begin to see the exceeding sinfulness of sin. The sin that we once loved, we begin to learn to hate because we understand how it transgresses the law of God and how God is not pleased with sin. And we begin to hate that sin because we recognize that that sin is keeping us from being what God has chosen us to be, which is holy. What is the process that God used to get Egypt out of the nation of Israel? As I've already said, they wandered for 40 years in the wilderness. They wandered until that which hindered their faith was removed. After 40 years, Israel was cleansed from that which plagued them, and they were able to move forward into the promised land. As we move forward in our walk with Christ, we must guard against allowing the flesh to rule in our lives. We must constantly work on our submission to the will of God. We don't want to be like the children of Israel, compassing that mountain once again. When God reveals to us a sin which is keeping us from being holy, we need to repent of that sin and learn to walk in the new life which He has given us. You know, the process can sometimes be long. I can remember the times when I have learned a lesson about walking by faith, about putting sin out of my life. And I can remember when I'm dealing with a situation and thinking, "Lord, didn't I just learn this lesson?" And apparently I had to learn the lesson again because apparently I hadn't learned the lesson well enough. And so as we think about this and I think about my own life, I know that as long as I'm in the flesh, God will be working to get Egypt out of me so that I will no longer be walking according to the flesh, thinking about life like the world thinks. Those attitudes and actions of my life, which are not Christ-like, will be attacked by the Holy Spirit, will be shown to me. I will repent of them. I will confess on them, and He will forgive me, and I will work to being holy. And this is true for each of us. Therefore, our prayer should be, Lord, You took me out of Egypt. Now take Egypt out of me. Lord, today we thank You for the work of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank You that Your Holy Spirit is working in us to accomplish Your purpose. I pray that Your children would listen to Your leadership and would have the world removed from their lives. Help us to walk in a way pleasing to You. And Lord, help us to learn to despise the world and no longer walk after the course of this world, but walk in a way that is pleasing to You because You gave Your life for us and You love us. Help us to live for You. Just thank You that we know that in Christ it is possible. It is in His name we pray. Amen. Till tomorrow. Brother Mark, signing off.